Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today.
You start praying for signs and wonder. You're praying, bless God, for hands to be laid hands on people. You're praying for the Holy Ghost to fall on people, bless God, while you're yet preaching. Hallelujah, like the rain. You're praying that people speak in tongues. You're praying that people prophesy. You're praying that God will manifest himself in gifts of the Spirit. Now, you're praying for healings. They prayed for healings. By stretching forth thine hand to heal the sick, that signs and wonders will be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Supernatural, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I said, well, I'm going to quit. Only way I'll stay and we'll continue is that you take any subject you want to take and we'll discuss it, and we'll not get on any other subject until both of us, by mutual consent, decide to do so. They said, we'll agree to that. I said, all right, what subject you want to take up first? They said, this Holy Ghost business. I knew right then they didn't know a thing in the world about him. Amen. It's not Holy Ghost business, bless God. It's the Holy Ghost, him. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? A divine personality. Amen. And so, I said, all right. Well, they said, this Holy Ghost business. I said, what do you want to know about him? They said, what is the Holy Ghost? I said, you tell me. Why, they said, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they're spirit and life. I said, there it is. You hold that Bible. You're holding in your hands the Holy Ghost. I said, sure enough. You know that. Why, I said, I read over there in Acts 10 while Peter yet speaking, and the Bible fell on him. Well, I said, you know what? They tell me I don't know too much. I did go to school 2 or 3 days in my brother's place, and so they tell me the sun's 93 million miles away from the earth. I know heaven's above that. And I said, if the Bible that fell on them is as big as mine, after falling 93 million miles plus, I might have all fell under the power. It knocked every one of them out. The leader got up with these three of them and said, let's go home. I said, I don't blame you. I believe I'd stayed home. I didn't know more about the Bible than that. Amen. But the Holy Ghost falls. I said, the Holy Ghost falls. Like the rain. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. While Peter yet spake to them, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Hallelujah. As on us. How do you know? Well, Peter taking along with him 6 brethren of the circumcision, and these fellows were astounded. They were astounded. Amen. Because that on the Gentiles was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for we heard them speak with tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Well, now along that line, you could skip right over. That's the 10th chapter. You could skip over to the 19th chapter of Acts. The Bible said that Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus to find a certain disciple. He said to them, you've received the Holy Ghost since you believe. They said, we've not so much heard whether there be the Holy Ghost. He said, whose baptism were you baptized? They said, John. He baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 6th verse said, and he laid his hands on, the Holy Ghost came on, they spake with tongues and prophesied. Glory to God. You start praying for signs and wonder. You're praying, bless God, for hands to be laid hands on people. You're praying for the Holy Ghost to fall on people, bless God, while you're yet preaching. Hallelujah, like the rain. You're praying that people speak in tongues. You're praying that people prophesy. You're praying that God will manifest himself in gifts of the Spirit. Now, you're praying for healings. They prayed for healings. By stretching forth thine hand to heal the sick, and that signs and wonders will be wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Now then, let's look at a few healings. Let's turn back for just a moment to that 3rd chapter of Acts. That's what started all this off. In the 3rd chapter of Acts, the Bible said, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave a heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? As though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk." Now notice that 16th verse. "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of ye all." Now listen real carefully, please. You see, we do a lot of teaching. I've been teaching on faith for nearly 50 years. One of my favorite texts, as you well know, I preached on it so much some people think I wrote it, is Mark 11, 23 and 24. But you see, when the Bible talks about faith, the faith that moves mountains, the faith that made this man strong, and so on and so forth, when the Bible talks about faith, we need to get some things clear in our minds, and we'll be able to operate and go with God then. He's talking about faith from this side here, saving faith. Praise God, common faith, general faith, all the way over to special faith. You see, the Bible tells us, we call it the gift of faith. Actually, the Amplified Bible said, you know, in the 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the Bible said, "The manifestation is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." And so on, and it gets down to faith. Amplified says special faith. Now, you know just as well as I know, the common, ordinary, saving faith of any Christian will not make lame people heal. If it did, we'd all be doing it every single day of our lives. Are you listening to me now? There's no doubt about it, but what suddenly there was given, because he said, notice, given by the Spirit to one, the word of wisdom to another, the word of knowledge to another, discerning the spirits to another, prophecy to another, miracles to another, gifts of healings to another, working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, tongues, and so on. And then we skipped over faith there. The third one, under the power manifestations, was to another faith. What kind of faith? Well, the Amplified has his special faith. Now, I like that. I'm a man of faith. My faith will work for me. I've never had a manifestation of special faith to work for me as an individual. I've always got my needs met, my own individual healing. I'm going to get to that in a minute. With my own faith. My finances met with my own faith. My needs met with my own faith. But thank God for the manifestation of special faith. When you're praying for signs and wonders, that's one thing you're praying for. I've had people in my meeting, I'm thinking about right here in the state of Oklahoma. More than once. But I'm thinking about a man they brought in on a stretcher. Well, now you see, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. I could have taught him the word of God and we could have prayed together in mutual faith, he could have been healed that way. But that man didn't have enough faith to be healed. He'd already been healed. And he didn't hear anything that was taught because he wasn't in the services. And he is in that only that one service. But you see, blessed be God. Oh, I love it. I'd do it every service if I could. But blessed be God, just as I came to the close of the service, see, the Spirit of God came on. God gave me special faith. Well, I didn't pray for the fellow. I didn't. I just stood on the platform, said, "Arise and walk in the name of Jesus." He went off healed. Praise God. Amen. I remember 1954. I was sitting in Brother Gordon Lindsay's office. We was all in the Voice of Healing. I was sitting there in Brother Gordon Lindsay's office down in Dallas, Christ for the Nation. And I was talking to him. Actually, I was writing a new book or getting one ready at that time. I hadn't even published any then. But I was getting some material together, and I was going to write on the subject why Christians are sick and how they may get well. That was my title. And then I had the title of my first chapter and the title of my second chapter and so on. And Brother Lindsay grinned. He said, "Brother," he reached over and got the manuscript, said, "I've got the manuscript right here. I mean, I've just proofread it. We're ready to go to press with it." Only then he had one other word in there, the real reason. I just said the reason. The real reason why Christians are sick, how they may get well. And then his first three chapter heading, I hadn't got beyond three chapters, were identically the same thing I had and we hadn't talked. Not on that, the first paragraph of the first chapter was identically word for word what I had. I said, "Well, there's no use of me going further with this. I'll just take your book and use it." Well, when I was sitting there, the telephone rang. And so Brother Lindsay answered the phone. And they told him, you see, from the switchboard, that Dr. Cummins was calling, you see, from California. Dr. Cummins was supervisor of the Western District of the Four Square. Brother Roy Hicks now, he was supervisor of the Northwest District, but he's general supervisor. The Assemblies of God would call him general superintendent, you see, but general supervisor of the Four Square Church. And so Dr. Cummins was the Western District, that's Northern California and Nevada. And so Brother Lindsay brought him on, but I mean, he talked to him because, you know, as busy as he was, he couldn't talk to everybody who wanted to call him, but he knew him real personally and so on. And so I heard Brother Lindsay say, well, Dr. Cummins, the only one that I know of among all of us that can do that is sitting right here before me. And so he said, well, put him on. And so over the phone, I was introduced to Dr. Cummins. And he said, could you come to our annual, well, it was a combination, you see, of a convention, their district convention, and camp meeting. Nighttime service or the camp meeting part. You see, in the daytime, there's special service, just preachers, nobody could come except preachers and delegates, so on. And so on. And so I said, well, I don't know. I mean, how soon you have to know? Well, he said, we should have already gone to print with our advertisement, but, you know, somebody else had to cancel out on something happened. And I said, well, you'll have to give me 2 or 3 days because I'll have to rearrange. I'm already dated, and I'll have to rearrange that. So I called immediately the man where I was supposed to go, and we postponed the meeting, called him back, and so we went. And so after we hung up, Brother Lindsay said he wanted somebody that could minister to the sick. He wanted someone that could minister to the ministers. And he wanted someone that could teach.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, What Should We Be Focusing On? Next in our offer is Pastor Craig Hagin's book, entitled Don't Be Stupid. Also, Pastor Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items for the special price of only $35, a $9.95 savings. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, we're 1 month away from championing.
Oh, no,
honey.
Don't say it.
1 month away.
1 month away from one of the biggest meetings
That's
we have,
right.
One
and
of the best
awesome.
Meetings we have.
Yes.
It's called Camp Meeting, July the 20th through the 25th, right here on the Rhema campus. It starts at our Sunday night service at 6
yes.
p.m. on
That's
Sunday
right.
night. That's when we normally have Sunday night. But
mm-hmm.
then Monday through Friday, there's three services a day, 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. And that's right here. And you can go to rhema.org/CM and find out all
that's
about
right.
everything that's happening. There's stuff for the children. There's stuff
for the youth.
Youth.
Yes.
There's stuff for the whole family.
That's right.
So go check it out and make plans to be here. If you've never been to a camp meeting here at Rhema, you haven't been to a camp meeting.
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, The Supernatural. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.